A-Town, you know what it is. Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. Who's on the line this morning?
Angel.
How you doing, baby?
I'm good.
How can we help you this morning, baby?
Well, my boyfriend, Patrick, you know, I'm really trying to get him to kind of help me with my music career. You know, he's kind of in the industry, plugged a little bit, and I just feel like he's not being a good boyfriend by helping me pursue my dreams as a singer.
So you're a singer?
Yeah.
Okay.
What type of singer?
That's the whole perk, right? Of dating somebody in the industry when you get, you know, trying to get yourself out there. He's supposed to help you, right?
That's not the reason y'all dating, is it?
I mean, of course not. I didn't find out he was in the industry till later on, but when I did find out, I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe this is a good thing, and our stars just aligned, and I just, you know, it can just work out.
So what type of singer are you? Are you like an opera, folk singer?
No, you don't say no,
no, like R&B, you know.
How long have you been trying at this?
Oh, man, I've been singing all my life, but I've been really taking it serious like the last, I would say, 6 years or so. I take little classes and things like that to kind of get myself.
We ain't talking about in the shower now.
So why don't you think he supports you?
I don't
like, what is he saying? What is he doing?
I'm serious about it. And, like, I sing to him all the time, so he know I'm good.
So, but what is he saying and what is he doing to make you feel like he don't have your back?
He just trying to tell me, he always say, I'm not ready for the industry. I'm not ready. And I don't understand what not ready means because, like I say, I sing to him all the time, mm-hmm. and he don't think it's bad. I mean.
Let's get Patrick on the phone and see if we can, you know, clear things up.
Okay.
All right. Don't say nothing until we bring you in, until we cue you up, all right? Okay.
Man, he don't.
Well, you know, I don't know. I kind of feel bad for her because, you know, I too sing, and I've been in a relationship where the guy was insecure and didn't support my dreams because he was afraid of what I would become, and maybe I would be too big for him.
Hey. Or he just don't have the capabilities for real, like you think he does, and he just don't really have the desire to help.
Have y'all ever thought about she couldn't sing?
Nah.
This girl said she's been singing since she was a kid. Somebody would have told her by now. I know when I was younger, they. If you ain't got A&Rs, baby, they come at you.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. My speaker, Patrick, please.
This is him. Maxwell's calling.
Hey, Patrick, how you doing, man? This is Young Jock. And Shamia Morton and Shouter, man. The Streets Morning Takeover. You got a second to talk, bro?
Oh, man. Yeah, I got a couple minutes. What's up, man?
What you all, man, like that for?
Man, I'm just getting up, man. It's early.
All right, Patrick. So, listen, man. We calling you basically. We got a segment on the show called Second Date Update, man. And a young lady called us up and said that, you know, she don't feel like you support her dreams. Are you familiar with Angel?
Yeah.
That's the lady?
Something like that.
Okay, well, she basically put it out there that, man, you know, I got this dude, he's in the industry, you know, I've been singing my whole life, and for some odd reason, he just will not support me and, you know, the idea of me having a music career. What's up with that, Pat?
I mean, honestly, she just can't sing, man. It ain't,
ooh.
You know, I mean, I work with several people, and I'm just letting them know, like.
So let me, what's your credentials? Like, who are you to be able to make that type of assumption? Like, what do you do in the industry?
I mean, well, I've been in the background with several people, and, you know, I produce several tracks for some people throughout the city and, you know,
okay.
in LA and New York. But it's just like, you know talent when you see it, man. She always says she's been singing all her life, but that doesn't really seem like a lifetime for a singer, man, when I hear it. It's shower singing. Like, you know, I can sing in the shower. I can sing while I'm cooking.
Right. We got Angel on the phone right now, so. Won't you tell her how you feel? Just be straight up.
Patrick, really? Like, you, wow. Like, you really try me like this. Like, I don't be singing to you all the time. I mean, I just live on air that, well, I mean, that I can't sing? Come on now.
You're a great person, baby, but I don't think singing is going to be what's going to take you out of there, man.
Whoa. It's just,
we've been together for almost 2 years now, and you still haven't, you ain't said nothing.
I mean, it's not like I try to be honest with her the best way I can in a sensible way, man. It's like, I don't want to hurt her feelings, but, I mean, if you know you can't sing, you know you can't sing.
Angel, has anybody ever told you that you sound bad before? Is this your first time ever hearing this? Or do people always sing your praises?
No, like, I have, like, good friends and family that always tell me I do good. And my vocal coach tells me that I'm pretty much will be up there with the next, you know, R&B great. So I don't understand.
Okay, well, you know what? We want
to
hear it
for
ourselves.
Yeah, your dream
is to be on the radio. We'll be the judge of that. We want to hear you sing, girl.
There it is.
Okay.
Come on, for the city, right now.
I'm gonna make real quick, then, you know. She's that's one of my girls right now.
Come on,
baby.
All right. Feelings, so deep in my feelings. Notice they really like me. Can't control my anxiety. Yeah, feelings.
Okay.
I'm touching the ceiling. When you can't breathe, boy, you bosom to me. Yeah.
Boo! Horrible! I can't. I'm sorry, y'all. Boo! Hey, she gonna say booed up. Hey, Gary, how the way you got nerve saying booed up, girl? Boy, if you don't go get your regular job, hey, I'm sorry for disrespecting your girl like this, but you was right, man. Sometimes you gotta follow your man. Shout, I'm serious,
Shout,
man.
You gotta go
sometimes
down
people
to that
cry
girl.
Out the community or singles or comedians or whatever because they're not good. I'm gonna go lower your self esteem right now. Boo!
Don't lower your self esteem. You know, Angel, I want to tell you in a sweet way, sweetheart. Just grab, get some vocal training.
Vocal training.
Yeah, she just. She,
okay, listen, y'all.
This is her dream, we got. Y'all.
Listen, we got to get out of here. We only got so much time. Young lady, continue to chase your dreams, man.
Yeah.
You know, forget what anyone says, if you're good or bad, man. You've been singing all your life. You know where you at with it. Continue to be blessed. Continue to strive.
But
hey, man.
So,
y'all gonna see me next up.
True indeed. That's right. That's,
I think we are too.
Be positive.
Don't hold your breath.
Well, damn. I was gonna ask you if y'all was gonna, you know, try to kick it off and just get back together and work it out. But the way you talking, you sound like it's over with, Patrick.
Nah, I mean, we never broke up. I just don't feel like singing is going to be what it is.
Well, Angel.
So, Angel, can you be with somebody that doesn't support your singing?
I don't know. I mean, that's something we're going to have to go home and talk about.
Well, that's all we needed to hear. At least that's...
It ain't nothing to talk about.
No, they are willing to make an attempt and put forth an effort to save their situation.
Exactly.
So on behalf of 1-800-INJURE, the Bethune Law Firm, we're going to hook you up with a $50 gift card, baby. You can put that towards some vocal lessons, all right?
But about I boot up.
Hey, time, y'all call us. Let's talk about this second date update, 443-520-945. Keep it where you got it. We're number one in the streets. It's Streets 94.5.